Why do they call this the sea breeze? Roland asked. Unlike Oi, he was eating some of everything, but he did it with no sign of pleasure. He ate like a man doing work. I get no smell of the ocean.
Well, probably you can when the wind's in the right quarter and blowing a hurricane, she said. It's what we call poetic license, Roland.
He nodded, showing unexpected, to her at least, understanding. Pretty lies, he said.
Yes, I suppose.
She turned on the television, thinking it would divert him, and was shocked by his reaction, although she told herself that what she felt was amusement. When he told her he couldn't see it, she had no idea how to take what he was saying. Her first thought, that it was some sort of oblique and terribly intellectual criticism of the medium itself. Then she thought he might be speaking, in equally oblique fashion, of his sorrow, his state of mourning. It wasn't until he told her that he heard voices, yes, but saw only lines, which made his eyes water, that she realized he was telling her the literal truth. He could not see the pictures on the screen. Not the rerun of Roseanne, not the infomercial for Abflex, not the talking head on the local news. She held on until the story about Stephen King, taken by Life Flight helicopter to Central Maine General in Lewiston, where an early evening operation seemed to have saved his right leg, condition listed as fair, more operations ahead, road to recovery expected to be long and uncertain, then turned the TV off. She bussed up the trash. There was always so much more of it from a KFC meal, somehow. Bade Roland an uncertain goodnight, which he returned in a distracted, I'm not really here way that made her nervous and sad, then went to her own room next door. There she watched an hour of an old movie in which Yul Brynner played a robot cowboy that had run amok, before turning it off and going into the bathroom to brush her teeth. There she realized that she had, of course, darling, forgotten her toothbrush. She did the best she could with her finger, then lay down on the bed in her bra and panties, no nightgown either.